The old man and his two friends pulled towards the horizon, even though it looked as if there were no places left for them to visit. Once upon another time, the old man had been a storyteller of sorts, travelling the many worlds, drawing curious minds into his caravan filled with exotic books. Now the carriage was empty, apart from one single volume.
"I've had a look in that last book,"
cackled Evermore.
"I can hardly make head nor tail of it. It's all in different languages, and it's been written by 100 different hands."
"It doesn't matter," said the storyteller mildly.
"So, even if we ever meet anyone again on this road, that book will never mean anything to them. They'll never be able to read it."
The old man shrugged. "We'll see." He was used to the raven's endless naysaying. They had been companions for a very long time.
"Sometimes I think you don't want this library to continue evermore,"
said Chuzzlewit.
"You put such a downer on things. Don't you want our master to get his stories out there?"
The raven sneered.
"I don't think it matters, to be honest. Who cares about stories?"
"I care,"
said the horse wheezily.
"The storyteller and I both care."
"Look at this place,"
the raven cried in exasperation. He flapped his dusty wings and a couple of feathers dropped off him.
"It's desolate and lifeless. It needs so much more. Water, fire, people, energy. All the things that life requires. Stories are just a luxury on top of that. Who cares about stories when there isn't anything else?"
The storyteller shook his head at his squabbling friends.
"When there's nothing else left in the world, that's when we need the stories most of all."
"Sentimental old fool,"
the raven said. Chuzzlewit gasped.
"Don't you say that. We would both be skeletons, lying by the roadside, without this kind old man in our lives."
"Speak for yourself,"
snickered the raven. But he knew the old nag was right.
"Anyway, it doesn't matter if our last remaining book is unreadable and messy and the work of many hands,"
the storyteller piped up suddenly.
"Do you know why?"
The raven sighed.
"No, tell us, old man. Why is that?"
The storyteller smiled craftily.
"Because all the stories that ever there were are all inside my head."
The horse cried out.
"Hurrah!"
The raven said,
"Rubbish!"
Or words to that effect.
"It's true," the old man beamed. "I have memorized all the best ones, the most important ones. Or the ones, shall I say, that I liked the most."
The raven wasn't impressed.
"And what use is that? What help is that going to be to anyone?"
The old man didn't reply, for he had wearied of arguing with the shabby and ill-tempered bird by now. On went their journey through the dusty, trackless wastes. Time and space were great dissemblers these days, since the crashing wave of death had surged through all creation. It had levelled and destroyed until even the dust and dark had been robbed of meaning. Still, the old man clung to what he knew. The raven's claws in his shoulder, a tell of life's sharpness, Chuzzlewit's kindness, which softened the pain, the rocking of the cart, a reminder that the journey went on with both bad and good. And the stories, of course. Always the stories.
"My purpose," the old man reminded himself, "is to traverse the ruined universe and find people who will listen to my tales. Through the telling, the past can be reborn anew. This dusty, forgotten universe can return to life."
A tinge of doubt set in. Mostly he was hopeful, like Chuzzlewit, but the bleak words of the raven sat heavily with him. Could anyone really be bothered?